You only have to listen to the words of Robin Sachs. You know, Robin is a regular contributor to my program for a number of years now. The former assistant district attorney in Los Angeles County, when it comes to her comments on the Larry King program and the association to the Michael Jackson case, and then her subsequent resignation from the DA's office. Robin has explained it, I thought, very well when she said that when she talked about Michael Jackson, she thought that it wasn't going to be a problem. Nothing more than anyone else had said. She didn't feel that her office or her were directly involved. She didn't feel right after when she was confronted about it and she took responsibility for it. But some of the misinterpretation and the leaked stories about almost a punishment that she had to resign because of what she said is just plain wrong. You have to listen to the whole story. And when Robin explains it on my program, I buy it. I listen to it. It's the truth. A true victim's advocate, someone who has fought for, you know, decades for the rights of others, working with the DA's office, and now she has gone towards a career of book writing, commentating, still helping victims, and I applaud her for that. The DA's office, or the DA's office in Los Angeles County, has lost a good one, and I think that Robin Sachs needs to have more credit than some of the attacks that are going against her. She didn't do anything wrong on Larry King. She did accept responsibility that maybe she shouldn't have gone against rules of their office, but all in all, it's a win-win for everyone. Now we get to hear Robin Sachs tell it like it really is and not try to sugarcoat it, because that's what her office wants her to do. Robin, welcome to media. You'll be heard from lots. I'm a fan. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.